Well, out of your Chicago Sun-Times today, the headline, General Iron, in a court filing Thursday, said it could have stayed in Lincoln Park, continued to operate, but the city encouraged it to move to the southeast side despite a federal probe. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead. We'll take care of the feds. So in other words, they had signed a two-page agreement. This is in September of 2019, saying, okay, the plan is we'll close General Iron on the north side. Lincoln Park operation at the end of 2020 will move to East 116th Street along the Calumet River. And then after the deal was finalized, essentially, oopsie, here come the feds. That's my reading of this. Let's talk to a man who knows. Steve Joseph is the CEO of Reserve Management Group and a returning guest here on WS. Steve, welcome back. What's the update?
John, so as you're aware, we've filed suit against the city, looking to see if we can get some action on a permit to be issued based on the fact that we have we feel that we've complied with everything that we've been asked for this large recycling facility permit.
Give me a clear idea of who called in the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. I mean, who decided? Did they unilaterally decide to get involved in this, or was it at the mayor's request? Do we know?
If you're referring to HUD, there's been a couple of different things going back and forth between HUD and the city for some time, and I believe that was a citizens group that got HUD involved. But if you're referring to the U.S. EPA's involvement, it certainly seems like from where we're sitting that the city requested that letter come in.
Well, we went through this during our last conversation. The EPA has a lot of interest down in that area of Chicago just because of the industrial concerns there. What makes General Iron particularly interesting to the EPA? Just political pressure?
Well, first and foremost, we're not General Iron, John. General Iron was the former facility that was run downtown. So Reserve Management Group is a company that's been in the recycling business for many, many years, as General Iron had. And we saw an opportunity with the gentrifying of the neighborhood that was going out there and the development that was going on and the city's desire to shut that down, to build a new plant and really build a state-of-the-art plant to deal with all the pollution concerns that everybody might have had. And again, why the U.S. EPA is involved in this, there's the concern of environmental justice, and we're certainly concerned about environmental justice as well, but we've designed and constructed a plant that will meet and or exceed any of the health-based standards, and there's been a lot of modeling, testing, as well as taking into account all the existing pollution that may or may not, that exists from other facilities in the area, and everything that has been modeled by both the IEPA and the U.S. EPA in these processes has confirmed that if we operate in compliance, we will be below any health-based standards. So we're not sure why we've become the target of this situation, but we're hopeful it gets resolved soon.
Steve Joseph is here. He's CEO of Reserve Management Group, joining us here on WDLS. So General Iron is not a subsidiary of Reserve Management?
No. So we bought RMG bought the assets of General Iron back in 2019. We operated what was that former business till the end of 2020 on the north side per our agreement with the city, shut it down 12/31/20, and built a brand new operation on the south side on property that we've owned for over 20 years and have operated other recycling businesses on without incident with really any agencies. So one of the former shareholders of General Iron is a minority partner and invested with us, but we have built a soup to nuts ground up installation that is completely brand new. There's a couple pieces and parts were used from the other facility, but the shredder's brand new. The downstream separation equipment's new. There's a building that encloses the facility. We've laid between asphalt and pavement, close to 20 acres of hard surfacing, put in new sewers, a water treatment plant. It really is something that in our world, in that business, is pretty much unrivaled from a shredding operation anywhere in the U.S., if not potentially in the world.
And it was $80 million into the sewage facility specifically, right?
Yes, sir.
And what are you suing the city for, $100 million?
The Right now, it's amounts in excess of $100 million. We don't have a specific claim at this point, but we spent all the dollars. We've shut down what was an operating profitable business while we still had permits to continue to run that into early 2022, and have been sitting idly by waiting to get this final permit and until the city kind of shut down the process back in early May.
Yeah, which seems like a political move in, you know, my eyes, at least from what I can understand. So, Mr. Joseph, how many jobs will be involved at the new plant at 116th and Calumet River if it opens?
So we have about 100 people that have come down, and most of them are working on the south side right now. We have not laid anybody off. We're kind of making work to the best of our ability. All of the operational employees that were willing to make the move to the south side have come down, and most of the administrative people have come down and relocated as well. So we are hopeful that we can get this resolved quickly, as we certainly want to keep everybody that that was there employed, and we will be hiring new once we get running. We probably need somewhere between 20 and 30, maybe even more additional positions once we get up and running. So.
And you have a group of activists that are vociferously against you opening under any conditions, right?
That is true. We've actually had engaged with both the local aldermen and a group of these people back right when we first announced this thing in 2018, I believe, and tried to reengage within a couple of months after that initial meeting. And one of their attorneys had sent a letter back to our attorney saying that they would oppose it no matter what forever, essentially. And that's clearly what they've been doing. So,
well, on and on it goes. The wheels of justice grind slow, but they do grind on. So I hope you are able to open sooner rather than later.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Steve Joseph, CEO of Reserve Management Group. Thanks for joining us on WDLS.
Thank you, John. Have a nice day.
USAPA said essentially two things. One, they have great concerns about the depth of the review and oversight of this particular site and others by the previous administration. Number two, they had concerns, as we do, about the cumulative impact of this particular permit and others that are in the pipeline.
The cumulative impact is J-O-B-S.
They expressed some concerns about the way in which this and other environmental issues were vetted under the current administration, under the previous administration, and those conversations led to the letter that we received on Friday asking us to conduct a more extensive environmental analysis, and we're going to do that.
Okay, great. How long is it going to take, and what about the $80 million that they put into the facility already? And you say, go ahead. Go ahead, shut down the north side. You can move right down to the south side. Whoopsie, no you can't. Bait and switch.